all you get to focus on is honestly the marketing side of it. This is why I like that. By marketing, I mean, how can you connect the potential addressable audience to your solution? It's about getting good and clear and about maybe pulling some levers here to create market imbalance. But if you're into high level, you're a white labeler, things in business that work for other SaaS brands, they will absolutely still work for you. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Tassino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
We're here with High Level Hot Takes, and you've got a hot one today because I think this is something that's really interesting in the software and SaaS space right now.
Yeah, and especially for high level. And so I see people come across this question: what do I call myself when I'm white labeling high level? And I actually see, I think people are trying to like zag and they're trying to make their mark in the space. But I see people either saying like, no, you can't say you're a SaaS founder. I see people also like dogging on SaaS. So like, it's never SaaS. SaaS isn't possible. SaaS doesn't work. And honestly, I just like sit back and laugh from experience, but I realize like these are voices now starting to like cloud people's minds and just create confusion around it. So I'm going to offer you a perspective. I will contextualize my perspective. I think that's helpful because a lot of people can just say it and like, why should you value it all? I've been in high level since 2019. We've personally done, let me think, if I just go in just the high level space and just like high level SaaS space, we've done probably just shy of $10 million. Just in like the high level SaaS space, not just like supplemental stuff. So I know how to make money in that zone. And then we've seen people do it. I've seen over 3,000 or 4,000 agencies run through this some sort of thing, or like SaaS founders. I call them agencies because that's what high level calls it, but like high levelers go and make this thing work to different degrees. Some people in like lifestyle, 10K to 10K a month, 50K a month. I see people doing multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I've seen people go from they're making 20K a month as kind of like a freelancer. They paired up with folks and we're doing 500K a month in like in the shift of 4 month transformation. So I've seen a lot of incredible stories. Now I say that not to say like this is cookie cutter, everyone can do it, because obviously it was easy, then everyone would do it. But is it possible? Of course it's possible. And so, but coming back to the original thing, what do you call yourself? And so I've heard some people say, if you white label, you don't call yourself a SaaS, you can't call yourself a SaaS founder. I'm going to offer my hot take, alternate opinion. People may not realize this. High level white labels components inside of its software. This is actually a pretty common practice, especially early on. Now, high level, I've seen them shift over the years. There were some things that they were white labeling components and they've built their own components. But for years, they still have some, but I'm saying there are others, like for years, and I'm talking like 4 out of the 5 years, white label components. So even if I rewind back in time, like to the first point when high level got a $260 million valuation, do you think anybody was saying, you're not a SaaS founder? Because some of what you sell is a white label version of someone else's tech. No one would ever say that. That's ridiculous. And so I'll draw this other comparison. Look at, she's got an incredible title or kind of champion this. I think it was the youngest self-made female billionaire. It was Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner, billionaire, youngest female billionaire. Self-made billionaire, and she private labeled makeup. Do you think anybody's like, you're not a makeup founder because somebody else actually made that makeup? You know, conversely, there's examples of businesses that have done billion dollar sales with a B built on top of Salesforce. Do you think anybody's like, you're not a SaaS founder? Coming back to this question of like, what do you call yourself? Honestly, you do you. I think it's totally appropriate to call yourself a SaaS founder. I actually prefer being more of like owner. Like that's really what you are. Like you own a SaaS company. Because I don't know, more impressive than founder to me is owner. Like that's actually the title you're going for. If you're operating as a CEO, you're the CEO of a SaaS business. Like now it's like the distinction between I'm a founder, I'm an owner, I'm a CEO. You get to decide that. I mean, there are some aspects where we claim the title, maybe we don't actually have the responsibility yet, but like you're starting off day one, you're actually the janitor and the CEO and the founder and the owner, and the title doesn't really matter. However, I think it does change our behaviors. And I think some people try to overcomplicate this thing and they say, oh, because you white label it, you can't grow a SaaS that's been white labeled. As I previously mentioned, there's plenty of examples of white-labeled SaaS that have done incredible amounts of revenue and profits. And I think in complication, people move themselves into overthinking the obvious things that need to be done. It really comes down to, can you resonate with a marketplace and have an imbalance of supply and demand? That's actually the challenging thing here with software, and I'll encourage you in this. It is a trap to believe you have infinite supply. Technically, you don't have any constraint on subaccounts. You add all the subaccounts you want. My encouragement, and the people that I've seen have success, is they elevate their service offering so that there is a constraint on supply. That might mean you're personally onboarding every customer that you get. Well, then you say, how many do I want to do a day? I can only take one a day, right? You have to have some imbalance of supply and demand. You will never make a profit. You can check out, I've done another show on my other show. I've done another podcast just about this topic in particular, but truly when it comes to high level, you call yourself, it doesn't matter. I do believe you're a SaaS founder, even if you are white labeling a software, but the activities that you choose to do are not different based on your title. I guess they can be, but I don't want you to get frustrated or confused because you think I can't just run the proven playbook of other SaaS CEOs, at least. Because some people will say, hey, because you can't control the features, you can't operate the playbook of another SaaS company. I'd be like, you know how many CEOs don't control the features? They inherit a SaaS brand. Look at proven, amazing, large companies like Kajabi, hired on CEO, grew it enormous lengths. Do you think he was programming? Do you think he even knows how to code? No. And so what's the difference between I outsource my dev team or I in-house my dev team, or like I personally choose the features or I don't? Ironically, I think you're actually better equipped to become a successful SaaS founder by not even having the possibility of getting distracted by the features. All you get to focus on is honestly the marketing side of it. This is why I like that. And by marketing, I mean, how can you connect the potential addressable audience to your solution? It's about getting good and clear and about maybe pulling some levers here to create market imbalance. But if you're into high level, you're a white labeler, it does not discredit anything. It is no different. And when you try to approach it differently, that's why you're not succeeding, because it seems like you need to overcomplicate the basic things in business that work for other SaaS brands. They will absolutely still work for you. And also, credit to high level. If you want to add features to it, there are great supplemental brands like HL Pro Tools, where we build other tools, layer them in. So like even more so, I don't think high level limits any of your possibility of becoming an incredible software solution. Pure software solution. I hear people say it all the time, like SaaS doesn't work. I'm like, how can you live inside of the high level ecosystem and say SaaS doesn't work? What do you think high level's doing? And, you know, I'm a big proponent. Like if it works on you, it'll work for you. Do not overthink it. If it works on you, it'll work for you. And really, I think it's just the noise of confusion that causes folks to second guess the activities they need to take and then spin their wheels. And then it becomes kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Someone gave you the excuse to say it's not going to work. Therefore, you're going to make sure it doesn't work. And I'm telling you, I have hundreds of stories. I mean, maybe if I really tallied it down, maybe thousands of stories to the contrary. It's just one opinion. But as someone who genuinely, I don't know who you are listening, but I'm just kind of evangelical in this way that when I have some good news, I feel like I'm going to be true about that good news. And the life that I live now would not be possible if I had not taken steps in this direction. And I'm saying it's better. I don't regret it. I love it. And I think people overcomplicate it to try and, honestly, they're trying to confuse you into buying something different. I'm saying simplify it, get down to the basics, and call yourself a SaaS founder if you want to call yourself a SaaS founder. I think it's just as legitimate as any other business.
I've seen a lot of the negative echo chamber where it's like somebody's just upset that they did it the right way, whatever that way they think was, and they're mad that this. But I'm like, man, if you can get a 7-figure dev team working for you 24/7 for a fraction of the price, like how is that a negative thing? That's just smart entrepreneurship.
Yeah, absolutely.